Well, the pandemic is proving to be a fertile breeding ground for anti-vaccination groups spreading misinformation on Facebook. An online watchdog has found a 300% spike in anti-vax activity on the social media platform. Health experts say the misinformation is slowing the vaccination rollout and quicker action is needed to stop it. Rima Chia has this report.
Too fast, too soon. One of the unique aspects of the pandemic is that many people who fully believe in science are hesitant to get their COVID vaccine.
At the moment with the COVID vaccines, it's universally around vaccine safety concerns, but it's also broader than that in terms of concerns around the speed of vaccine development and the fact that these vaccines are perceived to have been developed too quickly and that therefore they're inherently unsafe.
Professor Margie Danchin from the University of Melbourne is an expert in vaccine hesitancy.
For example, with the Pfizer vaccine, which is an mRNA vaccine, a new platform, never been used before in man, just conspiracy theories around that vaccine in terms of whether the small piece of genetic code in the Pfizer vaccine, the messenger RNA, can get incorporated into people's DNA, for example. So I think that the hesitancy or the questions centre around safety, and some of them I think are really in response to what's going on, and some of them are really far more what we would refer to as conspiracy theories with not a lot of evidence to underpin the concern.
And misinformation on social media platforms, especially Facebook, has exploded with the arrival of COVID vaccines. Online watchdog Reset Australia has conducted a study of anti-vax groups on Facebook. Chris Cooper is its executive director.
So what we've found is that since the beginning of the pandemic, there's been a significant increase of about almost 300% in the growth and activity in groups that push a lot of COVID misinformation and a lot of content that that really drives vaccine hesitancy.
Chris Cooper says Facebook's business model plays a direct role in helping misinformation to spread.
The way that their algorithms prioritise and amplify sensational, outrageous and conspiratorial content because it's more engaging means that groups that orbit around that kind of content tend to proliferate and tend to draw in people who are identified by the algorithms as being similar in some way to the people already in those groups. They're then served that sensational content and then are recommended and encouraged to join those groups.
And he says the social media platform needs to be held accountable.
That initial bit of transparency and greater access would lift the veil on a very opaque system of echo chambers that is very, very difficult for researchers or academics to actually understand properly how misinformation travels, let alone design policy solutions to counter.
In the meantime, it's up to people such as Margie Danchin to battle the ocean of misinformation available online.
What they do is they peddle fear. People are already uncertain, they have questions, people are already feeling anxious about becoming unwell. And then in this environment, you put all this doubt, and particularly the conspiracy theories, people find them quite appealing. They latch onto them. They don't know. And the anti-vax messaging can often sound very convincing, like they have all the answers. So it can be a lot more appealing, if you like, than sort of mainstream science messaging.
In a statement, Facebook says it's doing all it can to combat anti-vax messaging. It says since the pandemic began, it's removed more than 16 million pieces of harmful COVID-19 vaccine misinformation and added warning labels to more than 167 million pieces of additional COVID-19 content.
That's Rima Chia reporting.